Second Peter 1:3. Well, we'll start, and it's actually it's an introduction to a letter, so we'll just start in verse 1. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back to the Holy Spirit probably next week, you know, but just, you know, it's a little bit different day. We started different. We know we're celebrating our second anniversary and just talking about some things. So I just thought to go and just speak shortly, you know, just exhort a little bit. We've talked about these things, but here, I just want to read these scriptures, and we're just going to stir ourselves up today. Simon Peter, a bondservant, so 2 Peter 1:1 says, Simon Peter, a bondservant, apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So I just want to stir ourselves up a little bit today. You know, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit, and there are many things that in the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to continue on that. But just in general, the thing, you know, we want the full package that we have been provided for, right? I have this thing that I just wanted to give you, and we might refer to this in the future. When I was at Rhema one time, Pastor Hagen, you can take this, you can throw it away if you want, or you can put it on your refrigerator, you can keep it somewhere where you'll see it frequently. But in one sermon one time, Pastor Hagen, I mean, it was just a normal sermon, you know, had somebody in the church print this up, just as a reminder. I can't remember if he was doing a series or what. But, you know, this is a good summation. Whenever in any area you're feeling a challenge, when you're feeling something that you need to be reminded, it's good just to put this somewhere, or just to keep it, you know, in your Bibles or in a folder that you look at scriptures as something of what Jesus has provided for us. When we believed on God, we didn't just get forgiveness of sins. Thank God we have forgiveness of sins, and that's let's just read these. Salvation, eternal life. We are right with God, and eternal life, not just something off in the future, but we have eternal life. We have eternal life now. And we've talked about all these things, so we're not going to, you know, have 9 sermons in one here just going off on each of these. But we've talked about these. This is just to stir us up, to focus us. The redemption, forgiveness of sin. Forgiveness from sin is part of salvation. Thank God that we don't have to walk around condemned, that we don't have to walk around feeling, you know, bad because we've missed it. No, we want to walk as close to Jesus as possible, but thank God we don't have to look in the past all the time. The infilling of the Holy Spirit, power from on high, like we've been talking about, that's part of the package. That's not some optional thing. If you know in there, it's listed third. That is essential. That we have the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the initial evidence of speaking in tongues, all the power that goes with it, all the manifestation, and a lot of these things are enhanced when you use that the way you should. When you speak in tongues and rely on the Holy Spirit, He can show you how to get your healing. He can show you how what you need for wisdom and understanding. Counsel and might show you how to better understand the Word. The Holy Spirit's vital. Healing. We've talked about healing, freedom from all sickness and disease, that Jesus made the way so that we could be healed and walk in it. All wisdom and understanding, God's ability to see and perceive His will and His ways, that through God we have His wisdom, His plan, His way of doing things, that we don't need to look to men's wisdom. If men's wisdom agrees with God's wisdom, then good, but we don't go by men's wisdom over God's wisdom. We have the ultimate the wise counsel. And then the next one, counsel and might. God's personal advice and strength to carry it out. His personal advice. Grace, God's unmerited favor and ability. His unmerited favor. We don't deserve grace, but we have it because of what Jesus did. Peace and protection. We've talked about it. Psalm 91 is a great place to remind yourself that you are protected by the Almighty. that you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. When you know you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you, how can you be scared of anything on this earth? If you had, you know, if we get a revelation of what the Holy Spirit, who He is, the protection that we have, the angels that we have surrounding us, there's no reason to be, to ever get, you know, in a frenzy. Because we have the Holy One, the God that created the heavens and earth is living inside of us. He's patrolling our house. He's showing us things that we need to stay in line with what He has for us. Prosperity. That we can walk. We can walk in abundance on this earth. Now, all these things that like we started out with in this scripture, it says, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. All things that pertain to life and godliness. God hasn't just said, well, you know what? I've provided a partial package for you, but on the rest of this stuff, you're on your own. You know, He hasn't done that. So, well, it's just, you know, Christian life is just so hard. You're just going to have to make it here, and that's just your problem. No, God has provided a complete package. He's provided all these things for us. When we look at it, so look at this. I mean, there's some things on here that can remind us. Who's the one that made it possible? It's Jesus. It's Jesus. He is the only one that made it possible. Look at the top. Ship via the Holy Spirit. We receive these things. The power of the Holy Spirit is what makes it possible. He is the conduit that makes it possible. That's why when we've been talking about the infilling of the Holy Spirit, when you're hooked up with the power source and you're aware that the power source is in you, the things that you need flow. See, God knows. God knows what we need in any situation. Like I referred to, if we need healing, God knows what it is that we need. If we speak in tongues and we build ourselves up, we pray over certain situations, He can show us what we need. He can show us where we've maybe been missing it. We don't just cut the Holy Spirit out of everything and then expect to have the same results as if we were walking with Him. He's vital. It's like we want the power of the Holy Spirit, but then, you know, we're not going to Him, we're not making Him an active part. No, in all these things, God will show you more of any of this. All wisdom and understanding. When we pray in tongues, we're praying out mysteries. And we're probably just going to get into more of this next week, and we're just talking about a little bit this week too, but we've been talking about the Holy Spirit. When you speak in other tongues, when you pray in the Spirit, you are praying out mysteries. You can interpret what you've been praying. That doesn't have to be like in a service. Now, listen to this. This will turn your life around. If you you've maybe heard that the gift of or the interpretation of tongues. In a service, maybe you've seen somebody speak in tongues and then somebody interpret. Well, you can interpret your own tongues, and it doesn't have to be that you just speak in tongues and then just say, okay, now the word comes in English. If you can be praying in tongues, and this has happened to me so many times, I did not realize this is what was happening because I had the idea to interpret your own tongues. You have to just wait there, and now you get the interpretation, kind of this mechanical thing. Doesn't have to be like that. You can be praying in tongues, and somebody pops into your mind that you haven't talked to for years. God's interpreting your tongue, giving you, He's telling you you need to contact that person. You can be speaking in tongues on the job and just about your what to do in a certain situation, and then answers start coming. Some picture in your mind starts coming the way you think it should be. That's the interpretation of your tongues. That's the interpretation of what you were praying out. God's giving you wisdom. He's showing you what you need to know in a certain situation. You can have a picture in your mind of what you need to do. You can have a picture in your mind of how something should work. God's speaking to you. God's showing you things. He is praying out. He's praying through you. He knows what you need, and He can get it to you and give it to you. And now you know what to do. If ever you don't, and we're just going to go with this. If you don't know what to do, if ever you don't know what to do, you know what to do. Start speaking in tongues over it. If you are ever troubled, if you are ever upset, if you are ever concerned about something, God gave us this gift. The infilling of the Holy Spirit has the initial evidence of speaking in other tongues. But it also is an ongoing evidence that if we'll speak in other tongues, we are hooking up with God and He is praying through us. And as He prayed, if we don't know what to do in a situation, you know what to do. If you don't know what to do, you know what to do. Just spend some time with God. Meditate on Him. Use the gifts you have. Pray in other tongues. You have the wisdom of God flowing through you at that point. Peace can come. Wisdom can come. Answers can come when we hook up with Him. When we hook up with Him. Thank God. God has given us this awesome gift. So God, all these things that we see here, we can look at, God will show you how to make these things real in your life. Prosperity. There are things that we can do in the natural. You know, if I guarantee you, if you stay in bed every day, all day, every day, unless you're already independently wealthy, you're probably not going to get rich. Because nobody's going to pay you for staying in bed. They don't care if you stay in bed. They don't have any useful. There's no profit in that. But there are things we have to do. We have to get out of bed. We have to go to work. But God Almighty can show us what to do. He can give us ideas. He can show us how to do our job in an efficient manner so that we are worth something to be paid. Nobody would want to get rid of us because we're so valuable. He can give us a business idea. Whatever your area is, you don't have to be like somebody else. He can give you creativity in your life. He can give you creativity in what you're doing. Whatever it is, it's working with people. He can show you how to deal with the situation in your job where people, you're not getting along, relationship issues. The Holy Spirit will show you. The Holy Spirit will show you how to deal with it. He'll show you how to prosper in every area. He'll show you how to prosper in your relationships. God has the answers. Is anybody not convinced that right now, if you knew exactly what God was thinking, you could find your way out of any situation you're in right now? Is anybody not convinced that God knows the answer right now? No, sometimes we think, well, yeah, but I have to get the answer. This is one of the ways we get the answer. God has given us His Word. He's given us the Holy Spirit. These things that we're looking at today, we have these things. All these things have been made possible through Jesus. It's by grace. Through faith, we have to believe. We have to believe these things are available to us. If you don't believe salvation is for you, guess what? You won't get born again. If you don't believe in Jesus, you won't get born again. If you don't believe in the Holy Spirit, guess what? You don't believe in speaking in tongues, guess what? You won't have it. You don't believe healing is for today, guess what? You won't have it. You don't believe God could actually give you wisdom. You believe that people, Christians, should be poor, guess what? You'll be poor. Or you'll be a total hypocrite and say, well, Christians should be poor, but I'm going to go out and make money anyway. I mean, seriously, it does not make any sense when people say God wants us to be well in every area. He gives us ways to do it. Now, it's not for the money's sake. It's not for the healing's sake. It's because we're children of God and He wants us well. You want your children well. If you have children and your parents wanted you well, it's just the way it works. Even if you're not perfect, your parents still loved you if they were, you know, normal. I'm not saying there are situations that maybe are extreme. But God loves us. He wants us to do well. And so He's given us all these things, but we have to believe. All these things are by grace through faith. So we have to believe. We can't just sit back and everything's just going to fall on us. But believing is not some really hard thing. It's just finding out what God has for us. That's why this is a good reminder. Well, wait, yeah. See, if we're starting to feel pressure in a situation, one of these situations, and you start to doubt or feel like it's not true, that's an indicator that we haven't been feeding ourselves right, like we've talked about. But we haven't been putting the right things in. But our faith, our ability to receive these things is waning because we're not believing. That's why we keep these things in front of us. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's true. Wait a minute. Wait, we could be going around wringing our hands. What are we going to do? What are we going to do about the situation? Yeah, we've heard that God will help us. We've heard that God will give us His wisdom, but we're not exercising it right now, so it's doing us no good. We can be just like we don't know God, just like we're not a Christian. Why? Because at that point, we don't believe. We're not grabbing what's ours. Jesus is just as much on the throne, and Jesus has all the wisdom, but we're not taking it. See, we're not taking it. And so when we keep these things in front of us, though, when we look at these things and say, yeah, all these things, you see, it's marks, paid in full. It's all paid for. It's all done. Every one of these things Jesus has paid for. But that doesn't mean it's automatic. That doesn't mean it just happens in our lives. Otherwise, everybody would be saved, number one on the list. Everybody would be healed. Everybody would be, you know, have light, have abundance in every area. They'd have great relationships. But guess what? It doesn't work that way. We have to do something. We have to believe God. But the good news is Jesus hasn't made it hard. He did the heavy lifting. We couldn't save ourselves. It's impossible. We can't heal ourselves. We can do stuff to help the body heal itself, but we really can't. I mean, medicine can make it so that the body can heal, but it doesn't. It basically takes itself out of the way to allow the body to work. But all these things, I mean, sure, you can go work and get money, but you can't be truly at peace unless you're doing what God wants you to do. You can't have true contentment. It says in Proverbs that he'll make you rich and add no sorrow to it. There are people that are rich, but they're not happy. Yes. I don't want it. I would much rather. And there's so many Proverbs. You read them. You know, you'd rather be in a house where there's hardly anything and where there's peace than a house that has so prosperous but full of strife. It's not worth it. We can have both. See, there's not one or the other. We can walk in God's wisdom. He'll direct us. He'll guide us. He'll show us what we're supposed to do. He'll help us use our gifts in exactly the best way. He'll give us ideas. And yet all the time we're yielded to Him. See, we're not trying to do it in our own strength. Yeah, people can get rich by themselves. It happens all the time. But we can go by God's way and we can be peaceful. We can be content. We can be fulfilling His plan and yet at the same time have our needs met. Thank God, but we got to believe it. And like I said, I'm not going to preach, you know, 9 different sermons. It's just to encourage us. We have this full package. You know, this is the message. This is the gospel, the full gospel. Number one, yes, it's about Jesus. If we didn't have, we weren't right with God, none of this would matter. But the fact is, God hasn't just left parts out. God has completed the package. We are His children. You know, we have the entire package. We want to remind ourselves that this is ours, that we have this. If we had this invoice, a different invoice, a natural invoice, sitting on our desk, you know, something that we had purchased, a car, whatever, big screen TV, something, it's sitting on our desk and it's marked paid in full, you know, check number 1576 or whatever, and it's sitting there, but we don't have the thing. We haven't done something. If we don't call them up and go get it, fine. The guy must not, you know, he paid for it. I see I have his check. I've already cashed it. The money's in my bank. He doesn't want it. Well, how many of us we've all done it. We've all heard it. We've all heard it in different areas. We hear the word, but then we sit there and we can get in the same situation that somebody that doesn't have any of that knowledge. Our invoice is sitting on our desk. And we're going, what are we going to do? I don't know what I should do. I don't know. You know what? We have the answer. We just need to go back, remind ourselves that, you know what? It's paid. I'm going to believe it's paid. I'm going to act like it's paid. I'm going to take it. And by faith, we couldn't put it there. We couldn't make it happen on our own. Jesus put it there. But by faith, grace put it there. But by faith, we take it. Thank God we can live like that. So we'll get into more of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit, you know, we talked about some things there. The Holy Spirit is vital in us walking out. Like, we weren't meant to live the Christian life alone. We were meant to be led by Him every step of the way, like we talked about several weeks ago, that we should be walking. God, what should I do here and here? And we just are unconsciously led all the time by the Holy Spirit because we're full of Him and we're conscious of Him. But thank God, I just wanted to stir yourself up, stir you guys up and us up. We just want to stir ourselves up that God has given us, has past tense given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He has given it to us. Thank God, this next year can be way better than this past year. Way better than these past 2 years. Way better. God is always bringing us up. God is not finished with us. He's bringing us forward. Just because we failed, God is not finished with us. God has given us forgiveness of sins to take this away. If we mess up, He's still there. He never lets us down. He never gives up on us. So this next year, when we sit, you know, if we're here next year, God hasn't come back. Jesus hasn't come back. We're still here, and, you know, and we're celebrating a third anniversary that we're much further than we were this year. That in our personal life, we've come closer to God. That we're experiencing more of these things actually in our life because we've put the word in front of us. We're believing God and we're experiencing. We're working with Him. Thank God. He wants us to come up further than even we do. Thank God.